Well, today on XS Sport, we are joined by the coach of the Queenstown Crows Football Club, Toby Lotwich, who I'm sure is grinning from ear to ear still at the moment, having a fantastic season, the Crows. Good morning, sir. How are you going?
G'day, Skirvo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Look, we're so impressed with the way you're going at the moment. You must be absolutely thrilled.
Oh, look, we're pretty happy with how we're going, Skirvo. I mean, the club's in a good spot.
Yes.
The seniors are obviously on top of the ladder and the reserves are in second, so... yeah, I mean, in regards to ladder positions, we've been quite successful so far this year. I think off the field we're doing really, really well as well, and that's a credit to Peter and Josh and all they're doing to keep the club like financially viable and everything like that. So I think the culture around the club off on the field and off the field is very, very good at the moment.
So is that the main key to why you're doing so successful, or do you think it's a combination of things?
Oh, it's definitely a combination. I think you can be as successful on field as you want, but off field you've got to have a pretty strong culture and a positive vibe around the place, and we definitely have that at the moment. I think the weekend probably just showed that, to go away to Wivenhoe and come away with two really, really great wins.
Mm.
We talk a lot about enjoyment as one of our values at the football club, and you can just tell the 40 blokes that represented the football club on the weekend, they really enjoyed going in there and playing two hard games of football and coming away with the wins. By all means, it doesn't necessarily mean any, it just gets us 4 points for, and I suppose an improved ladder position. But yeah, look, it was great on Saturday to go up there and get that result.
Absolutely. There's a lot to celebrate down at Queenstown Footy Club at the moment. I think a couple of weeks ago, a player brought up a milestone. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've had two blokes bring up their 100th game this year. Aaron Brush has played 100 and Jack Nicky has played 100. We got around them two boys and made sure that we had two big wins. And our next home game is an even bigger celebration. Matt Newson will play his 200th club game. And he's been an absolute warrior for the footy club, Matt, over a number of years. He's a premiership player from 2014. He's won a couple of BNFs. He's always in the DFA team of the year. Very, very respected player around the Darwin, and we'll make sure that we really celebrate that and get around Matt, and because it's a big achievement to play 200 games for our football club. Not many blokes have done it, and we'll make sure that we celebrate that the right way with a win for him.
Absolutely. Now, have you been able to get on the park this year, mate?
Yeah, no, I've been playing. I've just been doing my role just down to the forward line. So, no, it's been enjoyable. I think we've got just a really good group of blokes this year. We've added some new blokes over the off-season that just seamlessly joined in, like Oliver Dexter, Alex Dilga, Zach Walker, those blokes, and even some blokes in the twos like Dylan Benjamin, have just really walked into our football club and fitted in and just playing the role. We've got a lot of young blokes, so a lot of 15, 16, 17-year-old boys that are coming in. Mm. A few have had opportunity to play senior football as well. So I think our group's been really, really revitalised from 2019 when we made a prelim. And, yeah, I think we're just in a really good spot now. As I talked about culture before. We've got a really good culture at the moment. And everyone's we're all on the same pages into what we want to achieve. And obviously we've got 5 weeks left, and then we're really sort of setting ourselves to have a big final series.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, let's get to this weekend's games. Do you see in the opposition this weekend? Is it going to be a tough game for you?
Traditionally, South Burnie at Wivenhoe is always tough. The twos, this will be a very, very difficult game for our reserves. They went down to South Burnie at home early in the year because they only brought the one side down, obviously, and we played them twice. So we'll really go up there with the mindset of getting two wins for us. As a football club, it's just another opportunity to go and play at Wivenhoe, which are where the finals are played. Last week we obviously played at Wivenhoe, and to be honest with you, we really enjoyed it. I think that pretty much after we finished both games, all the boys thought, we can't wait to get back up here and play. We were saying it's our home away from home, because obviously we're not going to play finals down in Queenstown, so we're really going to embrace the fact that Wivenhoe's our home away from home. And I think for us this week, it'll just be taking that mindset in, we're going to go up there and get the job done again. And regardless of what South Burnie throw up against us in the seniors or the reserves, we're just going to go up there and give it our best shot and hopefully bring home two wins.
Is it hard for you guys to adjust from the conditions at the Queenstown Oval to the grounds elsewhere, or do you just find that you just play your own game wherever you play?
Yeah, we sort of go with a bit of the anytime, anywhere sort of attitude together. It doesn't really matter where we play. But look, you do. Yeah, it is different. I mean, the gravel is soft. We definitely noticed a few weeks ago when we played the tone, and even the weekend when we play at Wivenhoe, that they're hard grounds, and it does take a bit more of a toll on your body, just when you're hitting the ground harder and stuff like that, and just your legs, you just wake up a bit sore on the Sunday, and you're a bit sore on the Monday as well. So I think, but for us, but I suppose our roster this year, we've got a lot of, our back end of the roster, we've got a lot of away games, and that's probably really going to suit us, because it gives us the opportunity to start getting our bodies ready to be able to play on those hard grounds and big grounds like Wivenhoe. So we're probably at a little bit of an advantage having lots of home games in the first half of the season, and now having just getting used to going away most Saturdays, that 2-hour drive, getting yourself in the right mindset and getting ready to go. As I said, we've only played 2 games at Wivenhoe this year. We've got another one this week. And then after that, we're not playing there again until the finals. So we really want to make sure we enjoy this week, work on a couple of things, try some different things this week. Because, as I said, that's where you're going to win it if you're lucky enough to be playing in the last game of the season.
And with the last remaining games, how many have you got left? And are you confident you continue winning form?
So we've got 5 rounds left. So we've got 3 away. So we've got a away game, home game, 2 away, and then a home game to finish the season. And obviously with those 2 home games, we've got 2 more club functions as well. Our club functions have been very well attended this year. So we're hoping that lots of people from the community can come out and support us with them. It's our biggest, they're our biggest fundraisers for the year. So obviously keen to get people along, and it's that social aspect of the footy club as well. Obviously, yeah, we do go out and play football for a couple of hours a weekend, but it's that really, that's the important social part that obviously a football club brings as well. So we've got our 2 club functions. Look, in regards to the last 5 weeks, I suppose we just want to continue to try different things, play around with our structures a little bit, just continually to try things, because you never know what you're going to have to try when the heat comes on later in the year. So I suppose we'll continue to just work on a couple of things over the 5 weeks. I think the big emphasis for the seniors is to maintain first spot, and for the reserves, it's to probably finish in the top 3. If the seniors can finish in first and the reserves finish in top 3, it puts us in a really good position for the rest of the year.
Absolutely, well put, mate. Okay, well, it's great to catch up with you today, Toby. We look forward to the game on Saturday at Wivenhoe, which I've volunteered to put my hand up to goal umpire this weekend.
That again. You have, Skirvo.
So
it'll be good to get you along.
Yep. Well, I did the double header a couple of months ago now. Absolutely knackered by the end of it. So just seeing me in the seniors, I've got to do a little bit more work to get me into shape, but that's okay. It'll be great to be able to witness you guys in good form once again. So thank you for your time today, Toby. And we'll talk again soon, I'm sure, before the finals.
Always a pleasure, Skirvo. Have a good one, mate.